the Saturday Light Brigade. There's Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi is called that for a reason. There's a lot of Hoi and a lot of Polloi around us here. They're all women, too. Daughters and nieces and I think wives and significant others. Maybe they'll get introduced by the band as you get a chance to hear them. You're about to hear Pete Bush, and he's accompanied by Jesse Prentice and Troy Kramer, and they combine jazz and rock, and interestingly, the song you just heard did a little bit of that as well. We'll take a listen to their first song, and then we'll get to know them together, Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi.
Let go of the rails that have gone from safety to my veins. And oh, that is so you. Glimpses of potential have you waiting out the phase, believing to a truth this pendulum must swing both ways. This great reward of patience to the victor go the spoils. That seed was poison years before it made it to the soils. And oh, could you know? As a parting gift to properly say I think it's time for you to go.
Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi, and live on the radio. That's a nice song. What's the name of that?
That song's called Kilohertz.
Kilohertz. Well, yes. This is megahertz FM radio, but we'll, it's okay. We don't have to change it.
We're breaking ground here. Bringing the...
Actually, well, with the internet, I'm not sure what the... I'll get back to you on that.
But, okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. We haven't met before today. At least I don't think we have. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yeah, I'm from a small town called Export, actually.
Yeah, out in Westmoreland County and suburban Murraysville, or Murraysville, a suburban Export.
Same place. That's where...
Did you grow up in that area?
Yeah, I kind of bounced from there, started, and then kind of went to Shadyside, and then back to Murraysville, and then we just kind of moved all over. But yeah, for the better part.
And when did you start playing?
I think I was about 11 or 12 is when I got the first guitar.
Wow. Yeah, a lot. Because we have so many kids listening as well as adults, and we really believe in combining those audiences, because I think kids like adult-like things, and I think adults like child-like things. So you started at 11. Did you write any songs when you were that young?
I wrote a song when I was like 4 or 5.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was on my father's guitar. He had a 12-string that was around. I could play it right now, actually, if you wanted to hear it.
You can if you want.
Because if I can't remember the chords correctly, but I think it went something like... Garbage can?
A garbage can song.
That was the song.
That was nice.
That was my first song.
Your first song. How did your dad feel about you horsing around on his 12-string guitar?
He was proud. You can see a life ahead of me, I'm sure. Yeah.
So who are all these people that are here?
Your guess is as good as mine, really. Okay. I haven't seen these people before in my life.
There's four girls who are like almost all the same age. These aren't quadruplets, are they? No.
No, but I believe one of them has a birthday today. Jesse.
Yes.
Prentice.
Happy
would you like
birthday.
To make some introductions?
Sure. Well, I'll start with the birthday girl. Little one, Vanessa Prentice.
Hi, Vanessa.
She's just turned 5 today.
Congratulations. And are these all Prentice girls? These are Prentice girls?
No, not all of them, but they could.
They could be, yeah. So who else
Taryn? Continuing with my family, my older daughter, Cassandra, is here.
Hi.
My wife, Anita, is here. Their grandparents are standing outside.
And who's this nice butterfly girl here?
That's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. It's nice to meet you. And then we didn't meet you, did we? Tara?
Taryn.
Or Taryn. And Lucy and Taryn
are
belong...
daughters of...
Troy?
No. No relation. This is Jen.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's Amber. And they're friends' daughters.
Well, I just want to be sure that as you're listening that you understand. So we have a lot of daughters here today, and some grandparents, and all here to listen to Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi. There's some other things I want to ask you, but why don't we get to another song? It's 29 after 11 here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What's the next one called that you'd like to do?
Let's do You Shouldn't Have.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
This could have been a sin till you messed it up, and like that it is 2 years ago. She hopes that this time that she tells him she's happy will be times enough to convince her she's so. Where were you when I needed to be done with the mess that brought us to this? It's a long so they will. And her sweetness had fattened him up for the kill. And he shouted in every earshot in the room. Heard forever the groomsman and never the groom. The tail
silence
hard. And loose by the chain. Hard to get through. It's a long and painful road through explanations, only lead to repetition of things that are hard to get through. It's a long and painful road through explanations, it only leads to repetition of things that are hard to get through.
Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi. That was a good song.
Thanks.
And Pete, did you write that one?
I did.
And the one prior to that?
Yep.
Okay, so that song, not to get too technical, was that in 6/8?
It was indeed. Thank you, Jesse. Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. I don't know who, because that is a really great song, and it's one it's hard not to tap your toes to or your fingers, and I'm is your head okay?
Yes, yeah, fine.
Lucy had a head bump, I think. Are you okay? Lucy's here. Who does Lucy belong to again? Okay. You dropped your headphones and went under the table there. But that song was, you know, guys know what 6/8 time is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Da 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't hear a lot in 6/8 unless it's a marching band.
Yes.
Or something. So I don't know if you did that intentionally or if that was just the rhythm you heard.
You know, I just kind of fell into it. I just, you know, started playing the riff, and I liked the kind of swaying kind of feel to it, you know, and just kind of went with it. Had the chorus first and then kind of built the verse around it.
Well, Jesse Prentice immediately knew it was in 6/8, and he's also been playing a pretty classic and well-techniqued upright bass, so we need to understand him a little bit better. Jesse, tell me about yourself.
I've been playing for years. I took up the upright bass about 10 years ago. I'd been playing electric bass for many years before that, and I played in a jazz stage band in college and got a lot jazz experience from getting into a lot of things.
Did you have any jazz bassists you admire?
Oh, yeah. Ron Carter is huge. So,
yeah.
Definitely. Troy gave some extra cheer for him. So I would say of all bass players, Ron Carter is my superhero. So.
Without a doubt. We have a fine bass player in Pittsburgh, and Paul Thompson.
Oh, he's incredible. You know, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize how incredible Paul is. Or they do know how incredible he is. What I mean is they don't realize that this city happens to have an internationally, you know, rated bass player here. Anybody who knows Paul knows how incredible he is.
He's great. I love seeing him and playing with Dave Throckmorton, the drummer
who
plays with him.
Yeah.
And Ben Opie. So when they play as the Thoth trio, they're quite awesome.
You play with those guys?
No, I just go see them. So
because they're all friends, Ben in particular. Where are you from originally?
I'm from here in Pittsburgh, from Mount Lebanon. I grew up.
And where did you go to school?
Mount Lebanon High School.
Oh, I'm sorry, college?
I went to Allegheny College in Meadville.
Okay. What do you study there?
Art and political science.
Ah, it's a good school. I didn't think you could study music there, so I got curious.
No, there's a nice music program.
Oh, that's good. So. It's good to know. As long, Andy, let's say hello to Troy, as long as we're meeting the band. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. This is our live music segment that's here every week at 11 o'clock. And Troy has been I've really enjoyed watching this because he has a djembe and a snare both, which I actually have not seen anybody, at least in this studio, do together. And it's kind of the best of both worlds. You get the rhythm of the snare and the
They told me I didn't have much room to work with here, so
yeah.
I just grabbed the djembe and the snare and hoped that would cover the fairly wide range of styles.
I think it's working. We've been moving the walls in on you about
I noticed
an inch
that.
On either direction. Where are you from, Troy?
Originally, I grew up near Seven Springs.
Okay, out near like Champion, that area? Or?
Yeah, about 6 miles from there.
And how did you hook up with these guys?
I played with Jesse for probably 8-9 years in a band called Ritual Space Travel Agency. And then when Pete was looking for a drummer, Jesse
dragged him in.
Dragged me in.
Oh, that's great. Now, we were talking about childhood music a couple minutes ago, and I didn't get a chance to ask Jesse that. I will in a minute, but I'll turn to you. When did you start making music? Do you remember? What's your earliest memory of music?
I've been hitting stuff ever for as long as I can remember. Pots and pans, my sister's head.
So you would be banging on things? Were you encouraged to do that?
I wasn't so much encouraged as tolerated.
Ah. And when did you turn to any other instruments besides drums? Or?
Yeah, I play a few other things with varying degrees of proficiency. Piano, flute, guitar.
Oh, good. Well, it's nice to meet you. And Jesse, I wanted to ask you about your early music. I would imagine in Mount Lebanon you might have had a pretty decent music program there if you took advantage of it.
Well, I started. My dad is outside watching. He's my kid's grandson. And I started by learning on his guitar. And so I also had a pretty ridiculous song to start at 4 years old called Disco Jelly Bean.
I'm not going to
play that.
Well, Pete played Garbage Can.
I know, but
a little earlier.
It's just too complicated.
Well, okay. Is it in another one of these funky time signatures?
But no, that's how I started. So I learned from my dad and then from just people that I knew growing up and really didn't get into more formal music until much later. So
yeah. Now, Pete, turning back to you, you are combining jazz idioms with rock idioms, which is kind of neat. I mean, how did you... Did you make a conscious choice, or did you just sort of evolve in that direction?
Yeah, it's just kind of a combination of everything. You know, I've never dropped any phase that I went through. It was like it's just a collection of everything that I've wanted to do. So, yeah, it's all in there.
There goes the birthday girl. You're the birthday girl. Sorry. let's get to another song. What would you like to do next?
You guys want
to
do Margaret?
Okay.
All right. We're going to do a song called Margaret.
Margaret. Once again, this is Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi.
This is going to be interesting. Ready? One, two, three, four.
Well, Margaret took her head up. Disbelief in horror, and passerbys were wondering what else she would endure before her comes. Who's answering the door? Now celebrating past mistakes impulsively attained, collecting petty sympathy, what's her side is explaining to support. Out with the pain. So put down the blame and drop the accusations, and remember where you make your bed. Your answer complains and truth that you define, and I'm killing this thing till it's dead. But soon the room had fallen on her side of the fence. The drinks took all the words I'm about to use in my defense, and I have not heard from them since. Now in crossing counsel, what apologies could save? And waiting out until morning to find out what she forgave. It even now, digging our own grave. So put down the blame and drop the accusations, and remember where you make your bed. So answer complaints, I'm sure that you'd find it. I'm killing this thing till it's dead. Thank you.
Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi. And we haven't talked about your fine voice. You really like singing. You're a good singer.
Thanks.
When did you figure that out?
Just the other day. Suddenly came to me. No, I've always loved singing. But I haven't really found my voice until kind of I started playing this type of music. I really wanted to be like a hardcore kind of screamer guy.
I was curious about that, actually. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it because I can't quite put it into words, but you found a style that's pretty unique, and I'm not sure what I would call it, but so you were looking like who when you say hardcore screamer guy?
Well, I grew up on, I mean, like punk and just like the stuff that my sister used to play for me, the tapes that I would find of hers, and and the whole like '90s grunge stuff, and you know, I loved doing that. But then listening back to it after we recorded some stuff, it turned out that I was terrible at screaming, so I just kind of started actually singing.
So we talked about Ron Carter before, sort of as a bassist that Jesse admires. Is there a singer? Certainly, I don't think you're stylizing yourself after anybody, but is there somebody who you would compare yourself to, or at least somewhat your method?
Well, I really loved Andrew Bird's voice.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of his. And when I started kind of singing his stuff, I kind of started getting more into developing this style of singing. And Cab Calloway and people like just the way that he can.
Actually, that's interesting. I hear Cab Calloway in
Love
you
that guy.
A little bit. That's I wouldn't have. I'd like to think I would have thought that later after thinking about it for a while, sort of subconsciously, because you just your range and what you're doing is very similar, especially the tempo changes too.
Guy.
I want to be sure we get we should be able to get two more songs in, so let's go. That one was called Margaret. If you're just joining us, this is Steve Bush and the Hoi Polloi, and what's next?
Let's do Esther. Speaking of
Esther, so we go from Margaret to Esther.
Yeah, a lot of ladies.
Ready?
Yeah, we can do this.
Trying to repeat myself, the more I steal from you. But the distance now, not love, another step in our shoes. The love is in a better place tonight, cause it had no business here. There'll be a record and compared to all the following coming years. Back then, but maybe not as good as I think. The memories of you seem dear enough to hop in a minute to ink. The author's open letter to a woman's chances of retiring is bad. He's keeping it for the reunion tour and the mind as if it could have been. To see yesterday for what it's for. What my today's regular just complicate with you in place of her. The strats of my second best Southwestern princesses far less the mess than the queen put me through. So I would have said on me that I hadn't chose her instead of you. So stay where you said that you wanted to go, and say what you said that we already know. Beyond the lesson of loneliness, I'm going away.
Nicely done. And then Cap Calloway is there a little bit, and a little bit of Boz Scaggs, you know. You're an original. I don't mean that
I
at
do.
All. You are. Have you guys recorded?
We have two records.
Excellent. And you can go to. Oh, gosh.
PeteBushBand.com.
Thank you. Pete Bush Band. I was going to say Pete Bush Experience or Pete Bush
Collective. It is an experience.
It's PeteBushBand.com. And we've linked to that from SLBRadio.org. And are you playing out? I saw something at Howlers that passed, but are you going to be anywhere soon?
Jesse and I are doing a little acoustic thing, just a half an hour on February 17th at Club Cafe, opening for Hannah Jorgis and Lucius. And then I think we're playing a Club Cafe full band with Silencio March 1st.
Okay, so Sunday, week from tomorrow, and then coming up next month. It's been really fun to have you here. You sound great, and I hope you're dancing as you listen. You know, this is a big IQ Kids Radio day with IQ Kids Radio joining us as an affiliate. It's a new project we have with WQED. And I mentioned earlier, as you started, a big part of it is there's a lot of music that kids and adults can enjoy at the same time. And there's great, you know, rhythms and actually chops represented in this group that I think a lot of adults are enjoying, and probably kids too. But also great opportunities to dance and just move around and
Absolutely.
Maybe even to wail a little bit. So
definitely.
Thank you very much for being here. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask? That
there's probably something that I'll remember in the parking lot on my way out.
Okay. Well, you can just text me and...
all of our things, like the Facebook and everything, is all under Pete Bush Band.
So, great. Yeah. Great. So we'll look for you, and it's easy enough to find. And there must be another I'm sure PeteBush.com is somebody else. You know, it's a real estate agent. Or
probably.
Yeah.
I think there was some wrestler in the 70s whose name was Pete Bush, actually. But, yeah.
I know who SLB.org is, and it's a huge mega company in Switzerland, and I don't think I could convince them if I tried. So. What would you like to finish up with?
We should do Flyaway Bird.
Okay.
And our guests here should sing with us.
Okay. And by the way, the children are out dancing. And
some of those children.
Some of the girls. Well, they're meeting with... So let's... Okay.
There might take too long.
Yeah, it may.
Yeah, let's play.
they're running in. So otherwise we'll have the door can open.
Okay, we'll take a moment, and we're going to bring the kids in. Tell you what, as we're doing that, when we're doing that, we're going to thank our guests from today, from Carlo College. We want to thank Gloria and also Dr. Linda Schifino and all of the kids that came to visit us from La Escuelita Arcaras to sing in Spanish at 10 o'clock. And then early this morning, Jesse Ramey talking about the Insurrection Rally for Public Education, which you can be part of tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Kelly Stranghorn Theater in East Liberty, and hopefully you'll consider doing that and learning more about how you can get involved. The Andrew Alden Ensemble was here earlier, and Andrew talked a bit from Boston about how he and a quartet, stringed instruments and percussion, will be playing to the movie The Lost World, which is going to be coming up at the Hollywood Theater. You can learn more about all of these guests by going to slbradio.org. And finally, thanks to Rebecca Farabaugh for talking to us about the Jefferson Awards. And I think we're ready. Doesn't look like much has changed. Okay, we're going to bring the kids in. Okay. Okay, so we're going to close out now with the Pete Bush Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here with us today.
Before I forget, thank you so much for having us. This has been great.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Okay, so we have one singer. Just so the radio audience knows, this is Jesse's daughter.
Yes, Cassandra.
Cassandra. No, oh, no, you don't. You don't want to touch the $500 condenser microphone.
No, yeah, that one's for the guitar. Sing.
You'll be good.
You'll be good.
It'll pick you up. You just don't need to go a little closer. That's cool. You're good.
Fly away, bird, fly a long way home. On the outside of the city, but I do not.
Pete Bush and the Ahoy Polloi. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you. And thank you for being here along with us today. Join us next week. Great mix of acoustic music and family fun. A shout out to Cub Scout Pack 202. They're out there, Pack 202 from Green Tree. They're going to be touring our studios. Thanks for listening. Since 1978, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Join us again next week, Saturday mornings, from SLB.